When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
This is Carson Vinson, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
We're back, 2025. It's NFL draft season, and so we're here to talk more mock draft, whether it's NFL mock draft, whether it's dynasty rookie mock draft, whether it's best ball mock draft, whatever it's going to be. The mock draft season playlist sessions are back here on the Roster Watch YouTube and podcast channel and network. Please click that like button. Please click subscribe here on YouTube. If you are on podcast, please do us a solid and leave a 5-star review or a thumbs up. That's much appreciated. It'd just be awesome if you did that. We don't always ask for it, but as you guys know, it does help us grow in the long term. Today, we're going through my NFL mock draft 5.0 2-round draft. This came out on Monday night, Tuesday morning, post Senior Bowl, post Shrine Bowl. Last week, that's where the attention was. I flew out to Dallas on Friday. I was there until Monday. I flew to Mobile on Monday. I spent the entire week with Alex in Mobile for the Senior Bowl. We met a lot of players. We talked to a lot of players. We watched a lot of players. We talked to some sources. We got a lot of stuff coming back from the 2025 Senior Bowl. Always do. And now we're just short 3 weeks. Was it 12? Today's the 5th, so it'll be 12, 19, 26. It's actually less than 3 weeks. We will be boots on the ground in Indianapolis for the 2025 NFL Combine. We'll be there all week. More stuff to go through, more stuff to dig through. But until then, prospecting, mock drafting, and preparing for everything. Dynasty and fantasy football and NFL draft. I appreciate you guys. Love you guys. Let's jump into it. Let's see what the mock draft pulled this time around. All right, here it is. You can find it over at rosterwatch.com, and you can see right at the top. I'm not going to walk through all 64 picks, but what I will do is I'll scroll, and you guys can look at it if you're here on YouTube. I'll scroll. For the podcast audience, I'll read you off a couple. But for the show, I'm just going to go through like 5 picks that I really enjoyed making in this draft. We'll start first and foremost, though, with the top 5 picks. Number 1 overall was Cam Ward, the quarterback from Miami Hurricanes, going to the Tennessee Titans. Again, here's the thing. At the Senior Bowl, we talked to some people, and it seems like this Tennessee spot is wide open. That was the sourcing we got. I know there are people out there that are saying, well, the GM said blank, or well, the acting GM said blank about not passing on generational talent. Well, the only generational talent that's in this draft, I guess you'd say overall, would be Travis Hunter. It's because he's a dual spot player, mostly corner, will play receiver. If you want to say generational running back, I think Genty could potentially be viewed in that breath. But as far as overall, Abdul Carter is not a generational edge rusher. So there's a lot of people out there driving this narrative that, well, because they said they're going to take a generational player and that they'd be willing to overstep quarterback, it's either Abdul Carter And there honestly, it really hasn't been that much Travis Hunter conversation. But I think there's a lot left to do. The people we talked to in Mobile said that this is a elongated process. They're not even close to making a decision here. And in an ideal world, Tennessee would move back. They'd be looking to move back to 3 or 4, most likely 3 with the Giants, and let the Giants come up and take the quarterback they choose. And then the Tennessee Titans are sitting there at 3 with their pick of one of the quarterbacks if they fall, or Carter or Hunter at that 4, at that 3 spot. Sorry. So I think there's a lot that could still happen here. They claim they're going to give Will Levis a chance. I really doubt it. I think he needs a fresh start. But I do think there's a real possibility that the Tennessee Titans do attack quarterback in free agency when that does open next month. Number 2 overall, Abdul Carter, the edge rusher from Penn State, goes to the Browns. There's now murmurs post me publishing this of Myles Garrett potentially being on the move, on the market. If that happens, I think this is a 100% quarterback or edge rusher move here. If they do move off of Myles Garrett, I would love to see them take Abdul Carter and try to build the roster from within, the inside to the out, before they put that crown jewel on top and kind of let the Deshaun Watson contract take its toll. I think there's a lot that still has to be dealt with that as far as his injury goes and if they can get out of some of that cash in 25. Number 3 overall, Shedeur Sanders. Would I be shocked if the Giants moved up to 1 and took Shedeur? No, I would not. Do I believe that this is the most likely spot? Yes, I do. A lot of connections between Shedeur and the New York Giants dating back to the season for obvious reasons. Number 4, I think when you look at the New England Patriots and what they're doing and how they're building this offense, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be fulfilled in New England. One of them is protecting your quarterback, your young quarterback in Drake May. We know Drake May is the answer. We know Drake May can be the guy. We know he's, you know, levels above where some of these situations that you're going to go, well, I think personally, as an evaluator, I would say I feel much better about Drake May right now after 1 year than I do of a Tua Tagovailoa after four years? After 4 years of play. I feel better about Drake than I do of a Will Levis, obviously, who I once, obviously, you guys all know I loved. I feel better about Drake May than I do J.J. McCarthy, who's in Minnesota. I feel better about Drake May than I do, you know, we can just keep going, right? I feel better about a lot of these guys, about Drake May than a lot of these guys. And so you need to protect him. And what Vrabel's going to do, I don't think Mike Vrabel's going to come in and just go, yeah, let's go spend a first-round pick. Let's go spend the number 4 overall pick on Travis Hunter. I think he respects Travis Hunter, but I think he knows he has Gonzalez on the back end, on the defensive side of the football. I think they'll continue to add pieces on the defensive side of the football. They don't need to do that number 4 overall. They don't need to go out and spend number 4 overall on Tet McMillan. They don't need to go do that. What they need to do is protect. And this may not be Campbell. This may be Armin Mambu from Missouri. It may be Banks from Texas. There's a lot of tackles in conversation, but I think right now the most athletic and the most likely is Will Campbell, the tackle from LSU, going 4th overall to the New England Patriots. Number 5, Jacksonville. Trent Belke's out. That's the one positive you can take here from Jacksonville. Travis Hunter enters the fold. Travis Hunter starts at cornerback, and he's obviously needed on the offensive side of the football. I think from a Travis Hunter perspective, this is a pretty good spot. I think it's a pretty good spot. Liam Cohen, now the head coach, most likely going to be the play caller, working with Trevor Lawrence. Lawrence has Brian Thomas. He has Parker Washington. He has weaponry, Evan Engram, Brenton Strange, weaponry and offense, running backs that they can plug and play Travis Hunter. And it's not as much of like a New England situation where you must play Travis Hunter on offense. You just get to play him on offense in Jacksonville. For fantasy purposes, we'll talk about this one here. Number 6 overall, Tet McMillan. I said the Raiders have a new coaching staff, Pete Carroll, Chip Kelly. Many believe the quarterback position will be dealt with before the NFL draft, and making those conversations the last couple of weeks. So I'm sending another weapon to Las Vegas. I know a lot of people are saying, well, they just got rid of Devontae Adams and they have Brock Bowers and Jacoby Myers. Why wouldn't you go get another receiver in this offense? If you could go, let's project that the Raiders go get Sam Darnold. Let's project that they potentially bring in a Russ. Let's project that they potentially bring in a Kirk Cousins. Let's project that they potentially bring in a Jameis Winston. I would expect one more weapon to be there. Why not Tet McMillan at 6 overall there's a lot of conversation. Even if you listen to Todd McShay, he said there's more teams conversing about McMillan as a top seven pick than there are of teams conversing about Tet McMillan between the, between 15 and 25. So it's more likely that, that Tet is going to go up here, even though I may not believe Tet belongs up here. Let's go down to the next fantasy-relevant player. That is 12th overall, Ashton Jeanty, running back from Boise State. Everybody followed along with Jeanty this whole year. Everybody also knows the need for running back in Dallas. This was a spot last year. We talked about it. Send a running back, please. Send a running back to Dallas, whether it's Braylon Allen. Jonathan Brooks had his surgery at Texas with the Dallas Cowboys. Surgeon Dallas was the closest to him through the pre-draft process. They have Rico Dowdle there right now. Deuce Vaughn, those are the two contracted players. I do think Rico's unrestricted this year. So the running back room's wide open. They need a running back. I mean, this team hasn't been good really since peak Zeke. So Ashton Jeanty, 12th overall to the Dallas Cowboys. The chalk of all chalk right now, Tyler Warren going 14th overall. He's a tight end from Penn State going to the Indianapolis Colts. I really like this. I think there's more need in Indianapolis than to just say, let's go put Tyler Warren on this team. I think Tyler Warren is a strong fit. Everyone loves the Dallas Clark comparisons. I think he's a little bigger, a little better, a lot of better yak ability than Dallas Clark. I love Dallas Clark, but I think Tyler Warren has a chance to be very special here in the NFL. Then we have a run. Remember last year there was a run in the first, like, was it 14 or 15 or 16 picks of no defense? So here's a run here from 15. We go D-tackle, edge, edge, tackle, linebacker, linebacker, corner, corner, safety, D-tackle, D-tackle, offensive line, and then we get to pick 27. We get the second wide receiver off the board. Technicality-wise, it's the second wide receiver in Matthew Golden. Matthew Golden, of course, from the University of Texas. He finally broke out here in the last quarter of the season, I guess you should say, during the playoffs. Matthew Golden broke out. He had nearly 1,000 yards at Texas. He's a true junior after two seasons at Houston, one season at Texas. He averaged 17 yards per reception this past year. He was a special teams ace for Houston. He had like two kick return touchdowns 2 years ago. Pretty good this year for Texas. Didn't get a ton of opportunity, but proved his wealth there. And Baltimore's trying to hit on this X receiver spot. I'm not sure Golden is the X receiver you're looking for, but I do think he exhibits some 4.43, 4.42, 4.41 speed with X qualities, prototype qualities on the outside. Something I think Bateman's missing, something Zay has it, but Zay's just undersized for it. So I love Matthew Golden here. Wide receiver two off the board. Then we go back to the edge with Nick Skorton. One of the best landing spots, I think, in this draft would be Nick Skorton, who's dealing with some injuries right now, going to the Detroit Lions. He was once looked at as a top 10, top 12 pick after being at Purdue last year. Transfers to A&M. He goes 28th overall here to the Detroit Lions. This would be a home run selection by the Detroit Lions. Number 29, we go back-to-back wide receivers. The Washington Commanders, they went back to Ohio State, what was that, 7 years ago? One, two, three, four, seven or six or seven, 8 years ago, whatever it was, for Terry McLaurin. They go back, Emeka Egbuka. As far as fantasy football terms go, PPR, you are going to want all the Emeka Egbuka you can get. It doesn't matter. I mean, this is the expected spot. I'm projecting him to go is right here at 29 overall. I love this. I love this because I think Terry McLaurin can stretch the football field. Everybody knows that. But they need that another guy. Right? They've been trying to force De'Ami Brown. They've been trying to force Jahan Dotson, Lamide Zaccheaus. They've been trying to force this Luke McCaffrey thing. Luke McCaffrey is good. But having him in a role like an Emeka Egbuka, it's just not quite there quite yet. So Emeka Egbuka being your slot monster with Terry McLaurin shredding the field, as John Gruden may say, shredding the field. I would love that 1-2 punch there for J-Day in Washington. Number 30 overall, the value of the first round as far as the skill players go. Not a lot of skill players we talked about here. Luther Burden, wide receiver, one, Tet, two, Golden, three, Emeka. Technically, you could say Travis Hunter's in there. So it could be the fifth receiver at the board, Luther Burden, my favorite. My favorite receiver in this class, Luther Burden, from the University of Missouri. His quarterback play was less than ideal in 2024 with Brady Cook at Missouri. Brady Cook was banged up. Burden at 1,200 yards last season in 2023, 9 touchdowns. Burden is hellaciously elusive. There's a lot of people comping him to Debo. I'm not there, but I do think Burden has some special sauce to his game. I think when you look at this offense right here, I personally, when I see Burden, my comp I wrote down was Terry McLaurin, who I just talked about just a mere second ago. But Burden in Buffalo, sign me all the way up. And then you want to finish it out strong here. Philadelphia gets Carson Vince in the tackle that we talked about at the Senior Bowl. Nobody's talking about him. Finally, McShay brought him up on the show yesterday saying, hey, I'm hearing that Carson Vince is not going to get out of day two. Well, I got news, Todd. I appreciate you. I love your show. But I'm going to Todd you here like Mel Kiper. Carson Vincent, you got to keep digging because there's no reason that he's not getting conversed in this conversation right here, this one, with the what Philly and Kansas City have on the offensive line right now, which is Philadelphia, the right side, they got Lane Johnson. Of course, Lane Johnson's like he's right there. He's close to the Jason Kelce spot where it's like, all right, he's still playing. He's still top of the line. But if you could get Carson Vinson to play opposite of Jordan Mailata, holy shnikes, man. Holy shnikes. You got Kansas City who also needs a tackle as well. So I think this 31-32 spot is very interesting for tight end or for tackle, sorry. And then at 32, we got the Kansas City Chiefs replacing Travis Kelce with Colston Loveland. Do I think Colston Loveland falls to 32 in the reality? Probably not, but the story fell this way. And when you're doing a mock draft, you have to tell a story. It's all about telling a story within your draft and getting you from A to B to C to D all the way to Z in that round one. And that's where we ended up here with Colston Loveland falling. There's also a couple players we'll talk about here in round two that fell where I didn't really expect them to fall. But I do appreciate you guys all tapping here. We're going to go to round two next. But I do want to first remind you guys to please go over to Underdog Fantasy, underdogfantasy.com. You go over there today. Super Bowl Sunday is just a couple days away, and this is the last game we will have. 50% deposit bonus up to $1,000. Scan that QR code right there if you're watching on the screen on YouTube, or go to underdogfantasy.com today if you're listening on podcast. Reminder, if you go over to rosterwatch.com and you are a pro or a premium member, the picks are still flowing over on RosterWatch, the ultimate underdog player prop cheat sheet. You can go over there. You can scroll all the way down. You can see there's already three props in the bucket. We got a Kelce, we got a Barkley, and we got a Kareem Hunt already in the bucket. There's a couple more marinating through, but on the season, we are 60.9% on the season. 179 and 115. We are guaranteed to close the season north of 60%. I don't think there's very many people out there that can say the same thing. So I appreciate y'all. Please go over to underdogfantasy.com today and get those picks made for the big weekend. Also, go over to Fast Draft. Download the Fast Draft app wherever you get your apps. So if you have an iPhone or a Google, whatever the hell the Google phone is, whatever. Go to Google Play, go to the App Store, and download Fast Draft. The Origin game just opened up last night for all rookie drafts. So if you are degenerate in the rookie space, download the app, use the promo code Cody, and get a $25 deposit bonus, up to a $25 deposit bonus when you do sign up. The QR code's right there in the top left of your screen. Or if you're listening on podcast, just go to your app store, type in Fast Draft. It's a big FD logo. Download it. Use the promo code Cody. Tap in, tune in, draft against myself. Alex finished top five in the game during the season, and you get to draft rookies early. I will tell you one thing right now that I know for a fact, for the next 3 weeks, Isaiah Bond will be the best value on the app on Fast Draft. You can see Fast Draft laid out right here on your screen. This is kind of what it looks like. You got your Origins game. You got your draft room. The drafts take less than 5 minutes. You can make your players be 2.0 multipliers, 1.75 multipliers, 1.5, 1.25, 1.0. And then you also have all of your portfolio listed. So you can say you have 75% Isaiah Bond. Probably wouldn't do that because that's a lot. That's a lot of one player, and he's a very volatile prospect. But there's a lot there to play over on Fast Draft. That code's up in the top left of your screen. Let's go to round two here. Round two of the 2025 Cody Carpentier NFL mock draft that you can find over at rosterwatch.com.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Here it is. All right, let's go to round two. Round two starts out with the Cleveland Browns taking a quarterback, Jalen Milroe. Quarterback Jalen Milroe goes to the Cleveland Browns. We just talked about this. Abdul Carter goes there in round one. It's a massive addition by subtraction. If they do lose Myles Garrett, they get draft picks at least out of it. I'm projecting, though, they at least get Milroe here, 33rd overall. You know, we always look at the first couple of picks in round two when you're talking about fantasy football, you're talking about the best values. And as you guys can see, if you're watching on the screen on YouTube, two quarterbacks here within the first seven picks of round two. We go tackle, corner, D-line, and quarterback again. The Las Vegas Raiders, who added Tet McMillan in round one. Again, we talked about, do they add a Russ? Do they add a Jameis? Something like this in free agency. We expect it, but what if they don't? What if they wait and they know that in round two, they can get a Milroe or a Quinn or a Chip Kelly likes his Will Howard or a Jackson Dart? They get Jackson Dart here with the 37th overall selection in this mock draft. Keep your eye on Jordan Phillips, defensive tackle from Maryland. This guy's got pizza pan width quads. I watched him at the Shrine Bowl this past week. Phenomenal. I would love nothing more than to see this man line up for the Chicago Bears in 2025. Bears pick two picks later, and who do they get? Travion Henderson, the second running back off the board, 41st overall here. Would it shock me if Travion Henderson ended up in round one? No, sir, it would not. It would not shock me whatsoever if Travion Henderson ended up in round one. A lot of tread on those tires left because of Quinshon Judkins entering the fold. A lot of pass protection elite qualities here from Travion Henderson. If you want to hear from Travion Henderson, you can go over to John Gruden's channel. He don't need my shout out. I just love John Gruden and everything he puts out right now for content. He had Trey Henderson on his Inside the FFCA show. I love it. I love everything John Gruden. So that's, you can go check that out as well. Trey Henderson, though, to the Bears to replace DeAndre Swift because, you know. Anyway, after that, edge, corner, edge, safety, corner. Gray Zabel from North Dakota State goes 47th overall to the Cardinals here. Another safety, D-line, linebacker. And then we hit a little fantasy football run here. Omarion Hampton, 51st overall to the Denver Broncos. We all know the situation at hand in Denver right now, whether Javonte is on the way out, Tyler Beatty's been getting reps there, Audric Estime, I love Blake Watson, but Omarion Hampton, one of just a handful of players in the history of the ACC, that's a stat via our guy Theo Greminger, Lamar Jackson, Travis Etienne, Omarion Hampton, and Dalvin Cook. Those are your four guys that have 1,500 yards and 15 touchdowns in back-to-back seasons. Omarion Hampton here, 51st overall to the Denver Broncos. The Pittsburgh Steelers at 52, Isaiah Bond. I don't think Isaiah Bond ends up at 52 because in 3 weeks when the combine hits, Isaiah Bond is going to run a 4.33, 4.32, 4.31. Hell, he might hit 4.29. He's not going to be our 52, but the theory stands. Pittsburgh needs a receiver here at 52. Bond, again, part of this storytelling, ended up here at 52 overall. The next pick, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers go quarterback because they got a year where they got 2 years left of Baker Mayfield. They bring Quinn Ewers in. He sits the whole season, which is ideal situation for him. Get his health right, which is an ideal situation for the Buccaneers to get this thing molding. And then in 2026, they got to make a decision before the season begins. A lot of people's favorite running back, Caleb Johnson from Iowa, goes 55 overall to the Los Angeles Chargers. dynamo. We're going to see a lot of running backs fly off the board in round 2 and 3, and I think Caleb Johnson is only part of the beginning of that. One of my favorite players at the Shrine Bowl this year, Thomas Perry, offensive lineman from Middlebury. Probably not going to be a second-round pick, but part of telling the story, I want to get a guy's name in here where he deserves to get his name in here. Thomas Perry here, offensive lineman guard from Middlebury, deserves to be here in round 2. Two more fantasy-relevant players, 61st overall. We go to the Washington Commanders. They went to Ohio State already with Emeka Egbuka. Why not go back right now with Quinshon Judkins? When you're looking at the Washington Commanders' offense, everybody knows, they had Brian Robinson. They've had Austin Ekeler. When you look at the backfield, both of those guys are under contract. Jeremy McNichols, I told you last year when I went to that training camp, Jeremy McNichols was going to have a little bit of a role. I don't think they want to go in this year and do that again. So they have exclusive rights on Chris Rodriguez, who was a sixth-round pick a couple years ago. Jeremy McNichols, a free agent. It's Ekeler and it's Brian Robinson. Draft Quinshon Judkins here. Get that explosive dynamite out of the backfield. And then next year, when you can get rid of Robinson and Ekeler, you let them both walk and Quinshon takes over that backfield overall. The last fantasy-relevant player, Elik Iamanner. I think I got it. Wide receiver from Stanford. The last time Philadelphia went to Stanford, it was J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, for those that remember. Not quite the same comp here. Elik is much more of a prototypical Big Z. I guess you'd say like a T. Higgins, like a Big Z, a Michael Pittman, Big Z type of a player. Really like Elik. He did not participate in the Senior Bowl. He's a redshirt sophomore this year. I see some Jalen Coker, some Adam Thielen. Alex sees a little Michael Pittman, a little Cooper Kupp. I came away with a third-round grade on him. I have him here, 63rd overall. They need a receiver regardless. Philadelphia does at some point here in round 2, 3, or 4. And if they move on from A.J. Brown this year, which I don't think is going to happen, but we've heard the murmurs to New England, why not give them Elik here at 63? There is the mock draft. 2 rounds, 5.0. Cody Carpentier over at rosterwatch.com. We appreciate you guys all tapping in here. What's up, Jamie Pirog in the chat? I hate that pick for the Browns. Not a fan of Milroe, and they ruin every quarterback they touch. They do. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know. I got to be careful with how I want to say this. I don't know if they could ruin Milroe because he's not exactly fixed. Like, he is very much a guy, don't take this the wrong way, he's very much a guy that feels similar to Manziel in that there's a lot of creativity to his game. There's a lot to learn, first off, but he's a lot of creativity that could save him. And then the team is talented enough in Cleveland. I think he could potentially excel over time. They build this thing. They try to build this thing after Baltimore. It probably doesn't work, but I think it would be an interesting spot nonetheless. I appreciate you, Jamie. What's up, big dog? Appreciate you as well. Appreciate you guys all tapping in today. Click that like button. Click subscribe. Go over to rosterwatch.com. Become a pro or a premium member today. Get the best picks in the game to get ready for the big game, the Super Bowl, the last game of the 2024-2025 NFL season. And don't forget to head on over to Fast Draft. QR code's in the top left if you're watching here on YouTube, or just type in Fast Draft anywhere where you get podcasts. And make sure you get the draft in. Come draft against me because I'm sitting here. I just joined the draft right now, and I'm waiting for y'all to come join. Look at that. I'm right here. I just joined it. Origins, come join. Just started. Let's rip it. Let's draft rookies. Less than 80 days until the 2025 NFL draft.
Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And Future Stronger You can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See Home Club for details.